There were some complaints big time yesterday when it came to the performance of the TSA. This was after some impromptu testing had been done by Homeland Security on the effectiveness of TSA at our various airports, and they found amazingly and head-scratchingly that at 67 of 70 TSA checkpoints, DHS agents were able to come through, undercover agents were able to smuggle prohibited items, even mock explosives or weapons, through. And my question with Twitter today was, how often does this happen to you when you're flying? Because I feel like I get the full, sometimes the full Monty treatment. And I've seen people get the full treatment. But apparently those who coming through who were holding items that for all intents and purposes resembled the real deal, 67 out of 70 times were not. The acting director was reassigned. There's some changes going on at TSA. To talk about it this morning, former FBI special agent, now working as an instructor and a security consultant, Gil Torres. Good morning, Gil.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Were you? First of all, did this surprise you in any way, shape, or form?
You know, it really didn't surprise me, but I am glad that the test was done, the probe was done. I think that's very telling, and I think it was needed.
You know, it seemed to me that it didn't jibe with the way I saw TSA operate whenever I fly. I mean, you know, I don't sit there and give them the business, and that's not a good idea. But, I mean, I seem, and especially if you fly at the last minute, as I sometimes have had to do for, you know, parents with health issues, you got to go at the last minute. And you always seem to get, like, over in a different line, et cetera. But 67 out of 70, are you serious? I mean, that's really poor.
Yes, I think that's very alarming. I think it's, you know, everyone should be concerned, especially the TSA. I'm very glad. I'll reiterate that. I'm very glad that the probe was done, and that it's going to shake it up a little bit. And I hope the new guy that steps in is going to, do something about it.
I mean, I guess if you as someone who knows security like yourself, if you're going to give up a certain amount of, I guess, your dignity and whatnot with going through what we all go through because they don't want to profile, you should expect that this stuff won't filter through. And that if you're going to give that up, that it will be efficient, it will be semi-ruthless, and that you can feel safe. At the very least, if you give up one, you feel safe on the other, but it doesn't seem like, it seemed like we got the worst of both worlds out here. What's the answer long-term? You know, you're somebody who worked for the federal government with the FBI. What's the answer here? How do we get that balance between feeling safe and also feeling like we're not personally, as U.S. citizens, completely under the microscope 24/7, 365?
Well, you know, I've been in airports in the world where I go through security when I buy my ticket. I go through security when I go into the secure area, and I go through security one more time before I board the aircraft. We don't do this in this country, but I think maybe if the goal is to be secure and we're not going to worry about what the public thinks, then you do things like that. In our country, we are very squeamish about civil liberties and things like that. So, you know, trying to find the right mechanism or technique is tough. But I think in the long run, it'll probably have to be a little more intrusive, if you will.
So you think we'll end up ratcheting when all the dust settles from this, with the new acting director Mark Hatfield comes back and says to Homeland Security and maybe even to Congress, probably going to get called before someone in Congress and say, "Hey, Mark, what's up?" He's going to have to maybe ratchet things up a little bit rather than down. Correct?
I think so, but I think more importantly, I don't know that. I kind of think that he needs to orient and train the people a lot better than they are now, obviously. You know, TSA employees aren't necessarily come from law enforcement or from a situation where they are prepared coming in. I'm pretty sure most of them have to be oriented and trained when they come on board with TSA. I would imagine that if it was me, I would certainly ramp up their training and have to yank them out and run them through orientations and lectures about the latest and greatest threats out there. So, again, it may be a matter of training. I am not sure. I'm speculating, but I would say that that job is it has a great tendency for people to get complacent.
Gil Torres joining us now. He's a former FBI special agent. He's working as a security consultant instructor. You know, Gil, there's nothing that says airports have to have TSA. They have to have the security, but there are private firms that will do this, and a certain number of American airports do have private firms and not TSA. For some of the biggies out there, will they look at that now and after this report say maybe that should be an option for us?
You know, I don't see that as a bad thing, to be honest. But again, you know, somebody's got to administer it, and somebody's got to make sure that it's a well-oiled machine. I'm not sure if that's the answer, but it may not hurt.
All right. Gil Torres is, again, former FBI special agent, instructor, security consultant, talking about the TSA here and the oversight by Homeland Security, what they found, which was they were able to get contraband through 67 out of 70 attempts, which by any measure is an epic fail. Gil, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.